the revelation of the book Revelation, part 42. I'm Professor Hannes Redermes of the First Assembly of Jehovah's South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I have written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, and the other book, What is Your God's Name? Israel's Rapture. Contact us at the international code +27, a WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in a study. You are very, very welcome, but please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important as a newcomer to subscribe to the channel in order to get the YouTube messages notifications, which is free. Share it with your friends and family. Please make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a notepad and a pen. We are going to continue, and I trust, as you just said, I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you, in the wonderful name of Yahushua. We're going to continue where we left off last week. If you have the book, the handbook, Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, it's 5.21. Therefore, he touched me. Verse 21. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man, that's the angel, Gabriel, wrote, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the evening oblation. From the moment, we need to pay attention to the figurative speech in these scriptures. Very, very important. While I was speaking in prayer, suddenly I can hear a different tone in Daniel's voice as he explained. Whilst he was praying, something suddenly happened. And whenever we pray, when you pray seriously, things happen. And I have explained it before that prayer is a way of communication. The more you communicate in your marriage, in your family, the better it grows. You just keep on growing. But where there's no communication, there's no growth. And the same in our spirits. We need to communicate with Yahweh El Elohim and Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh, through prayer. Even the man, the angel Gabriel, who I've seen in a vision in the beginning, what happened? Daniel saw the angel of Yahweh, that is coming to him. Bible says he was caused to fly swiftly. Daniel explains how the angel Gabriel were flying towards him. Touch me about the time of the evening obligation, the evening prayer. That happened after all the years of steadfasting and praying. Yahweh Almighty sends the angel Gabriel to Daniel to touch him. As part of the bride of Yahushua today, in the 21st century, we need not wait for any angels to touch us. You hear what I just said? No, we have the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh El Elohim living in us, who touch us every day of our lives. Bible says the Ruach HaKodesh would lead and teach us of righteousness and righteousness and unrighteousness. Verse 22. And he, the angel, informed me, Daniel, talked to me and said, what? Yes? The angel Gabriel is speaking to Daniel. I just want to say, what a moment. Because of the steadfastness of Daniel, now letting to go of Yahweh Almighty in his praise. Daniel is about to receive certain answers, which shall be so great that he shall have an effect on the world, even into this 21st century, and even maybe beyond. Things that Yahweh said to the angel to announce to Daniel, roughly 2,500 years before Yahushua. He said, "Oh Daniel, I've now come forth to give you this skill and understanding." Yes, the angel is about to explain to Daniel everything he does not know. How wonderful is that? Understanding the matter. In the beginning of the supplications, the commandment came forth. The angel informed Daniel, or the angel Gabriel informed Daniel, that at the very moment he started to pray, Yahweh Almighty immediately took notice thereof. Now listen what happened. "And I am come to show thee, immediately when you spoke to Yahweh your Elohim in praise, he commanded me to bring you the answer." The moment that you spoke to Yahweh, he gave me, that's Gabriel, instructions to bring you the answer. "For thou art greatly loved." Immediately when you spoke to Yahweh Almighty in your prayers, he commanded me to bring you the answer. And I want to say, in our daily prayer life, when we speak to Yahweh, and we doesn't need to shout, and we don't need to make a big noise and have a big band and to draw their attention. No. The Bible said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst." So when myself and the Ruach HaKodesh is together, we are two. He says, one or two, all by myself is one. So I can pray by myself. I don't need a crowd. To be intimate is to have it for yourself. Sometimes in prayer we need to be intimate with Yahweh and Yahushua in our prayer life. "For thou art greatly beloved." This command, this confirms the fact that Daniel was favored by Yahweh Almighty. What do we learn from this? Although we are greatly beloved by Yahweh our Father, it does not mean that we shall not have to endure trials and tribulations. Do you know that? Being part of the bride of Yahushua, being a full-blooded Yahfist, does not ensure that you won't have trials and tribulations. Instead, the chances are 100% that, and I want to use it in plain English, that the devil will have your number. You know what I mean? Trying to bring you down, to rob you of what Yahweh has determined for you to be. And what has he determined? Well, we are kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh, right on this earth. This earth is not the end and the kingdom where we're going to... No. This is where we are to... I don't want to say be in combat. Yeah. We must withstand the forces of evil in the name of Yahushua every day of our lives. And then we reign as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. And that's why he says in Revelation 20 verse 4, we will sit on thrones and we will be part of the judgment, the end time judgment, the final judgment. Revelation 20 verse 11. What happened to Daniel in Babylon? Even in the center of all the pagan worshipping, Yahweh Almighty used Daniel as a light in darkness. While everybody was worshipping pagans, Yahweh used Daniel and his friends to shine as lights in a darkened world. We who are part of the bride of Yahushua, hallelujah, shall find our Yahweh, our Elohim, wants us to be light in a darkened world. In this 21st century, where there is a new world religion system and a one world order system being created, every day they put little pieces of the bricks, I'm calling it the bricks, building this evil temple, where we as bride of Yahushua is going to have no partaking in it. Living in the end time, understanding the revelation, the eschatology, revelation word of Yahweh about the end time. We today can sit and we know exactly what's going to happen next. Why? Because we have the word. Even certain atheists today and new ages, humanists, circular humanists, cosmic humanists, they acknowledge there must be a creator. They don't want to call him by his name, Yahweh, but they acknowledge there's a creator greater than the universe, one who brought everything into existence. A lot of them doesn't even believe in the Big Bang Theory anymore. They know about the redemption blood of Yahushua, but they won't announce it. Why? Because then they must admit before their friends and relatives and colleagues that they've been wrong all their lives. And that's not easy to do. We, as part of the bride of Yahushua, in this modern age, need to be the light of Yahushua unto a darkened world. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. The angel Gabriel informs Daniel that Yahweh Almighty have heard his prayer, and because of his steadfastness, Yahweh Almighty is going to show him certain things which is going to happen in the nation of Israel in his lifetime and even beyond. In his lifetime, Daniel's lifetime, and even beyond. Isn't that wonderful? That when you live in the redemption blood of Yahushua, Father Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh revealed sealed secrets that for many, many, many centuries, hundreds of centuries, thousands of centuries, were never understood. And in this modern age, through the Ruach HaKodesh, Father Yahweh just opens it, and there it is. And when we see it, we just say, well, how did it happen? How can, in all the years sitting in the church, we never understood the scripture? Why? I can tell you, because we read the Bible with dogmatic eyes, church dogmatic eyes, theological eyes, theological teachings. Teachings of churches and denominations as it was given to us through all these years. This is not all. The angel Gabriel informed Daniel that Yahweh Almighty is going to show him certain things and shall give to him, Daniel, certain prophecies which only shall be fulfilled in the end of times, or the end time, which is called the end of times. It is these prophecies which shall form the backbone of the study, the two keys to the book of Revelations. What is it? There's different parts of prophecies that Yahweh through Gabriel and also Michael will give to Daniel that will be revealed to the bride of Yahushua in the end of time. And that's why most of these things that we are about to speak about were never even spoken of in churches or conferences. From now on, we shall have to pay attention to every word and every verse. Missing one word will change the meaning of the figurative speech in the scripture. We need to listen, I want to say, to every letter. Missing one word, not a verse, or a sentence, misinterpreting one word in the figurative speech can cause to miss the whole truth about a revelation. Now we came to 5.24, which says the 70 weeks of Daniel. Now this is very, very important to understand what is written in this one verse. And if we have to break this verse up in portions, but it can take us 2 to 3 hours. Even longer than that. And this is one of the parts that most of our Protestant and Charismatic churches and Roman Catholic churches has got no idea what is written about. You need the Ruach HaKodesh to reveal it. Verse 24. I'm just going to read the scripture and then we'll break it up in pieces. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Who is thy people? Daniel's people. Who is Daniel's people? It's Israel. And upon the holy city, thy holy city, to finish the transgressions and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and the prophecies, and announce the most holy, and anoint the most holy. After reading this scripture, we need to find out what it meant when Daniel is referring to 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. When the angel Gabriel informed Daniel about these 70 weeks, does not mean 70 weeks, week 1, week 2, week 69, week 70. That's not what it is. Figurative speech. This 70 weeks means something totally different. And a lot of Pentecostal and Protestant Charismatic churches, Catholic churches, they bypass this scripture because they don't know the ingredients in it, which is actually one of the biggest revelations to understand how Yahweh, who have sent his son Yahushua to the earth for his people, for Israel. He says there in Matthew 1 verse 23, and the angel said to Miriam, you'll bear a son, or to Joseph, you'll bear a son, you'll call his name Yahushua. Emmanuel, if it's translated, it means El or Yahweh, our Eden with us. He will send them for his people. Who's his people? Israel. And people doesn't understand that Yahushua's ministry for 3 years, I spoke about this in the other study, What's Your God's Name, earlier on. There's 3 years of ministry of Yahushua on the earth, since he was immersed by John the Immerser. 2 of the 3 years he just ministered to his nation Israel, Hebrew people. Then Yahweh sealed the eyes of Israel and the ears not to hear and see, in order for the gospel of salvation to go to the Gentiles first. And then, the moment that the eyes of Israel were sealed, and for the last year of his ministry, of the 3 years, he took the message to the Gentiles. From there on up till today, in this 21st century, he is still ministering to the Gentiles. That's why Apostle Paul and Apostle Peter were more to the Israel, Jewish people and Hebrew people. But Apostle Paul, ministering to the Gentiles mainly. He says he was an apostle to the Gentiles. And today, in this 21st century, through the revelation word of Yahweh, Yahweh is sure is still ministering to the 10 northern lost tribes of Israel, which were us. I was part of the 10 lost northern tribes of Israel, the Gentile tribes. That's what Yahweh has provided. So the gospel of salvation to also could go to the Gentile tribes. And when the Gentile bride is concluded, it's fulfilled, the coming of the parousia of Yahushua will occur, where the Gentile bride will be drawn or parousia into heaven. And then for 7 years and 105 days will the great tribulation occur, where in Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21 we find that Yahushua will step his foot, step down and put his foot on Mount Olive, not Mount Zion, Mount Olive. And one third of Israel, the remnant of Israel, will be Harpachu, not Parousia. Parousia is for the bride at the end of Revelation 3:22. Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21, he will Harpachu, rapture, the one third of Israel, the remnant of Israel. Two-thirds of them is going to die in the great tribulation. Why? They haven't accepted Yahushua as their Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior. So now we have a bit of a background. So, even in the time of Daniel, about 500 years before Yahushua, Yahweh is already giving prophecies unto Daniel, which is going to affect the bride of Yahushua, those who are born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh in the name of Yahushua, the bride, not the church, the bride. Remember I said the church is the 500, and out of the church comes the 5, which is the bride. This is the church. They're going through the great tribulation, the bride's in heaven. The door of grace is closed. The couple of people is going to be saved. Revelation 6 verse 9. Those whose heads will be cut off because of the word of Yahushua, the Bible, and the testimony of the word. Accepting Yahushua, not the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach is in heaven. The door of grace is closed. The bride is in heaven. And they don't go into the bride's room. They stay under the altar of Yahweh. And their reward, Revelation 20 verse 4, will be to reign with Yahweh 1,000 years in heaven. But the Bible says, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 days is like 1 year. Yahushua is not going to come and stay on the earth with them for 1,000 years. No. He says they will reign in heaven. Go read Revelation 20 verse 4. Because their reward is because they did not take the microchip on their right hand and forehead. Right. So what do we have here? We have a prophecy of 70 weeks. Understanding the prophetic terms in our Bible, we need to understand when certain times and days are given to Israel. We as Protestants then need to apply the original Hebrew translations to these terms. If we do not comply with this method or the end result will be disastrous. If you don't understand the figurative speech in full, your end result will be disastrous. It's like a pilot taking a jumbo jet from Oliver Tambo going to Miami. He's flying from here to there. Being out 1 degree in his direction will open his path. Here's Oliver Tambo. There is Miami. He will They reckon there will be up to 200 kilometers difference over the distance if it's 1 degree out. His compass is out 1 degree. He will miss his destination with more than 200 kilometers. According to the words of Yahweh, being out of the will of Yahweh, misinterpreting the figurative speech, will make you miss eternity forever. This distance here will be so great, you won't be able to overcome it. And that's why for many, many, many years, since the time of Daniel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, Yahweh spoke to them, they were all prophets, and gave them figurative speech in such a manner that sometimes they, as prophets, didn't know what Yahweh was talking about, but they still brought the message. And then in this modern age today, we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, living in the revelation word of Yahweh, we understand the word. It's no secret to us. It's not revealed, it's not sealed, but it is revealed. That's why the 70 weeks of Daniel is so very, very important. We need to understand. And now you must take your pen and paper and make notes. And I'm also going to use my hands to do certain graphs with you. If you have the handbook, it's so easily. It's all in front of you. That's why the two keys to the book of Revelation is so important. It's so important. A. Make a note. 1 week is normally 7 days. 1 week equals 7 days. Am I right? Yes. In Hebrew prophetic terms, 1 week will actually be 7 years. 1 week equals 7 years. Make a note. Norman layman's terms, 1 week is 7 days. In prophetic language, Hebrew prophetic language, 1 week equals 7 days. So when we read then, 7 years is 7 times 7 equals 49. When it talks about 7 weeks, it says 7 times 7 is 49. Years. 7 times 7 equals 49. Years. Very important. If this is true, then the 70 weeks of Daniel equals 70 times 7 equals 490 years. Write it down. 7 times 70 equals 490 years. There's your formula that you have to use studying the 70 weeks of Daniel. Without that, understanding that easy layman's term, you can't even grasp what is going to happen. That is like the plane taking off here, going to Miami, missing its destination by 200 kilometers. If you don't understand what I've just said to you now, and that is scriptural, then you miss it with eternity. Understanding these Hebrew prophet terms, prophetic terms, we can now continue with these scriptures we were studying. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take Daniel 9 verse 24 and we're going to break it into small pieces. I'm first going to read Daniel 9 verse 27, sorry, 9 verse 24. I'm sure you used to talk about Daniel 9 27, which is the final covenant week, which we're going to come to. But starting with Daniel 9 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. 70 weeks, 70 weeks, 490 years. 70 times 7 is 490 years. Are determined upon thy people. So that's the main total that we're going to work with. 490. 7 times 70, 490 years. He said 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. That's prophetic weeks. And upon thy holy city. Now in this 490 years, whatever I'm going to say now must happen in that 490 years. Have you got that? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgressions and to make an end to sin, to make reconciliation of iniquity, to bring everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now I'm going to stop right here. I want you for homework to take Daniel 9:24 and see what you can make out of that. I've given you the 490 years, 70 times 7, the 70 weeks of Daniel. Take that and see if you can find what is this ingredients mentioned in verse 24. Number them from 1 to 7. And let's see next week. If his father's will, he will break it up. We are now starting entering into the seriousness after building in the last how many weeks? 42 weeks. Building the foundation for us to take off from here into the revelation word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Till next week, if his father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.